The bodies of 46 migrants were initially found inside an abandoned truck and trailer Monday in San Antonio. Authorities say temperatures inside the truck had risen to 39 degrees Celsius. There were no signs of water, nor visible air conditioning or ventilation. The incident is the deadliest human smuggling episode along the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking steps to tighten controls along the border in response to the tragedy. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
Abbott is setting up more checkpoints on highways,
targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished, to make sure that we will have a better capability of perhaps stopping future trucks like that.
The Republican governor says many of these deaths could have been prevented if President Biden fully funded the Border Patrol operation. He pointed out the truck passed through a border checkpoint.
It was not inspected because the Border Patrol does not have the resources to be able to inspect all of the trucks. And as a result, the Border Patrol did not have the capability of saving those lives.
The truck was registered in Texas, but had fake plates and logos. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. R&B singer-songwriter R. Kelly has been sentenced to 30 years in prison in a federal sex trafficking case in New York. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
R. Kelly did not address the court before his sentence. He had little reaction even when his accusers addressed him directly. One said through tears she had lost faith in the legal system until a jury found Kelly guilty of racketeering and other counts in September. Another said Kelly made her do things that broke her spirit. Kelly, who is 55, denied wrongdoing. His lawyer said Kelly had an abusive childhood and deserved no more than 10 years in prison. I'm Margie Zaraletta.